Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us. So four of us are OMMC's graduating campers, and we will be sharing a bit about our camp experience and as well as relating it to the story of Joseph that you guys have all heard today. So I'm a fourth year at OMMC. This is my last year. I first came to the camp when I was in grade 7. And one thing I noticed at the end of the camp was that everyone was saying something along the lines of how OMMC is some place where they feel accepted. And at that time, I didn't know what that meant. But now when I look back at it, I understand, because I'm glad that I was accepted at OMMC, because everyone was really annoying in grade 7, including me. Yeah. So when I was in grade 7, I had a bit of a thing with wanting to be cool and popular, just like everyone else did. And that made me have a dream of being like someone who I thought was cool and popular. So that ended up making me just copy everything someone else did, and it made me kind of not stand out. So I guess that's counterproductive. So while my brethren back there will be talking about how dreams are good, I will be more focusing on how sometimes when you have the wrong motives for a dream, it can actually harm you. So relating this to the story of Joseph, sometimes we can be like Joseph's, sometimes we can dream big, but sometimes we can also be like Joseph's brothers, who are jealous of him because of the things that he has. And that was what I would call myself in grade 7. However, because of OMMC's acceptance towards everyone, the second year I came back in grade 8, I actually talked with God, prayed, and asked him to help me achieve my dream and to have a healthier dream that wouldn't harm me. So I started not looking to be cool and popular, and instead having some different motives and to achieve my own identity. And it's thanks to OMMC that I was able to do that. So I guess the moral of this story is, when you have a dream, it's good to dream big, but make sure you have healthy motives when you're dreaming. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm a really bad public speaker. I love talking, but I'm a bad public speaker. So let's give this a go. So everyone has hopes and dreams, whether small or large, easy or hard, and God has dreams for all of us as well. He gives us purpose through our dreams, and he wants us to see us succeed. In Joseph's story, God gave Joseph his dreams because he knew Joseph was capable of fulfilling them. Sometimes reaching our dreams seems way too hard and almost impossible, but God gives us the strength to work towards them and believe that our dreams can become reality. Sometimes dreaming can be dangerous and get you in trouble, like in Joseph's story, where his brothers sold him to be a slave, and he eventually ended up in jail. Joseph put his faith in God, and God helped him to overcome his hardships. In our lives, sometimes other people won't understand our hopes and dreams, but it is our responsibility to continue to put our faith in God, and to allow him to lead us in our hopes and give purpose to our lives. Our dreams can show how each individual is unique, and they can also help us to change the world around us and help others to see what we believe in. In Joseph's story, when he first went to Egypt, he was a farmer's son turned slave. But then after following his dreams, he became the second most powerful man in Egypt. Joseph aimed high by telling people about his dreams, and even when he encountered setbacks, he learned from his mistakes and never gave up. Even though reaching our dreams can feel hard, we have to believe in God and let him lead us and help us to reach our full potential.
Hello, I'm Aiden. This is my third and final year at OMMC. When I moved from St. John's, Newfoundland to Southern Ontario, my life exploded into opportunities. I got myself signed up for so many activities, trying to get involved in as many extracurriculars as possible. I started playing music, running, and singing in a choir outside of school. Of course, each of these circles has someone who's the best at their instruments, or the fastest, or the best singer. At school, I often find myself comparing myself to others, hearing about their academic or athletic success. Because of this, I start to feel insecure. I start to feel dissatisfied with how I look for my family and friends. However, I recently started to seek and integrate faith into my life to try to still my stressing mind. In recent years, I have been considering what God means to me, especially during times when I'm struggling. I've been using mindfulness exercises to try to clear my mind and come closer to God. In that space of a clear and open mind, I find that I can give myself a pathway or solution to my conflict. Occasionally, I'll have to realize that there's little I can do other than give time for the conflict to pass. However, I feel that more often I become motivated to push myself, to move ahead fearlessly and faithfully, and that I will be guided through my struggle. I dream of my life when I've overcome my present problems. With this newfound determination, I go out into the world with hope in my heart and a dream in my mind. Know that God is with you whenever you face the world with a dream. I know that sometimes dreams don't go exactly as planned, but I confide in knowing that to God I am enough. So dream big. Put yourself out there, because no matter the outcome, to God you are enough.
Good morning. The theme for this morning's service is any dream will do. Any dream. Dreams often remain as just that. Dreams, hopes, visions. We let ourselves let them go. Dreams are goals without action. But why don't we ever take action on our dreams? Often we start asking the wrong questions. We start with why not? I challenge you to stop why not and start how. We limit ourselves with the wrong questions we ask, and we doubt ourselves. Doubt is, of course, normal, and that's totally okay. We should doubt. It's good to challenge ourselves and others around us. But pushing through is what sets us apart. This refusal to be stagnant and always dreaming bigger, moving forward, it pushes us in our lives to go bigger, do better, be better. But there's a difference between being stagnant and just pausing. Pausing is okay. There's a difference between taking a breath and being okay with just being okay. I, in front of you here today, am the result of a group of people that refused to remain stagnant and sought better. Some 40 years ago, my grandparents, living in the USSR, not in a good space at all, dreamt big. They saw better. They saw a place where they could have their children and their grandchildren and their children and their grandchildren live prosperous, healthy, and safe lives. With this dream, I now stand before you today, and they sit with us today in the back. Work is required with dreams. Nothing comes free or easy. But we have to start with the validation of our dreams. We have to acknowledge that our dreams are enough, they are worthy, and we should act on them. Any dream will do. And if any dream will do, what will be yours?
So the next song we'll be singing is called You Are Holy. The words will be up on the projector screens. It's sort of a call and response, so we'll have one side on the left side of the congregation over here.